Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vidhanscha Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshacharine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Three. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Pariprajakacharya Stotra Sitasri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Samstapakacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Pariprajakacharya Astotra Sitasri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Vibhav. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service, text 17. Please repeat. Ayu Harati Vai Pumsam Udyan Astam Cha Yan Asau Tasya Rite Yat Kshana Nita Uttamashloka Vartaya Ayurharati Vaipumsam Udyan Astam Chayanasau Tasyarte Yakshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya Ayurharati Vaipumsam Udyan Astam Chayanasau Tasyarte Yakshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya. Anyone like to repeat? Udyan Astam Chayanasau Tasyarte Yakshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya. Anyone like to lead the chanting of the verse? Ayurharati Vaipumsam Udyanastam Chayanaso Tasyarte Yakshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya. Ayurharati Vaipumsam Udyanastam Chayanaso Sarte Yakshano Nita Tamashloka Vartaya Ayurharati Vaipumsam Janastam Chayanaso Sarte Yakshano Nita Tamashloka Vartaya. Ladies, Ayurharati Vaipumsam Yanastam Chayanasau Sarte Yakshano Nita Tamashloka Vartaya. Ayu, duration of life. Harati, decreases. Vai, certainly. Pumsam, of the people. Udyan, rising. Astam, setting. Cha, also. Yan, moving. Asau, the sun. Tasya, of one who glorifies the Lord. Rite, accept. Yat, by whom? Kshana, time. Nita, utilized. Uttama Shloka, the all good personality of Godhead. Vartaya, and topics of. Translation. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Both by rising and by setting.
Both by rising and by setting.
The sun decreases the duration of life.
The sun decreases the duration of life.
Of everyone.
Of everyone.
Except. One who utilizes the time.
One who utilizes the time.
By discussing topics.
By discussing topics.
Of the all-good personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. So we are engaged in devotional service, but we want to accelerate. Accelerate means go faster, like in an automobile. If you want to go faster, you step on the accelerator. Step on it. Time and tide wait for no man. So the time indicated by the sunrise and sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. So Srila Prabhupada was expert in speaking in the language of his audience. And in Bombay, he had a good friend and supporter named Sri Brijratan Mota, who he was a very wealthy man and was married to the daughter of Seth R.D. Birla. So Srila Prabhupada said to Mr. Mota that in the ledger of your life, any time used in Krishna consciousness is profit, and any time used outside of Krishna consciousness is loss. So any businessman will want to maximize his profits and minimize his loss. Not just any businessman, but anyone. So any time used in Krishna consciousness is profit, and any time spent outside of Krishna consciousness is loss. Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Yes, at the time of death, if you want to extend your life by even a moment by spending any amount of money, you will not be able to. So every moment is so precious. It's our life. Our life is made of time. And so we should utilize the time in the best way in Krishna consciousness and not waste time. In one talk in Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada said, if you've got time, chant Hare Krishna. Don't speak nonsense. Don't waste time. Chant Hare Krishna. even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity, Jiva, so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is a natural situation of the living entity. So who wants to be happy? We all want to be happy. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and all and personality are all identical with him. So yes, the Lord is absolute. So yes, his name, his names, his forms, his qualities, his pastimes, even his entourage, they're all identical with him. Once a person comes into contact with any one of the above-mentioned energies of the Lord through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita 2:40, the Lord has explained such contact in the following words. Endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. So whatever progress we make in devotional service and Krishna consciousness continues into the next life. For example, if we do 1% in this life, then in the next life we begin from 2%. Whereas anything material is lost at the time of death. Someone might be an expert linguist and know many languages, but when he takes birth again, he doesn't know any language. Just ga, 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 just like any baby. So whatever progress we make in devotional service continues in the next life, whereas whatever progress we make materially is lost at the time of death. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord, Uttama Shloka Vartaya, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear by the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral realization, that's A-U-R-A-L, oral, through the ear. Oral realization of the transcendental messages implies total realization. Just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all other parts. This realization, for a moment, this realization, for a moment, in the association of pure devotees like Shukadeva Goswami, prepares one's complete life for eternity. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living being. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes the process of knowledge, and part of the process of knowledge is janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosa, anudarshanam, to be aware of the faults of the repetition of birth, death, disease, and old age. So that's part of the process of knowledge, to be aware of the miseries of material existence, which serve as an impetus for us to make spiritual progress, to get out of the material world, dukkhalayam ashashvatam, which is a place of misery and temporary, and free from the material body, which is subjected to birth, death, old age, and disease. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living being. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. The materialistic way of pious activities like charity is recommended in the Smriti Shastras as quoted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Money, such charity, is recommended to be given to a Brahmin. If the money is given in charity to a non-Brahmin without Brahminical qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If it is given in charity to a half-educated Brahmin, the money is returned double. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmin, The money is returned 100 and 1,000 times. So if you're looking for a good investment, a good return on your investment, I don't think you can do better than this. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmin, the money is returned 100 and 1,000 times. And if the money is given to a Veda Paraga, one who has factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. The ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is realization of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa Sarvair Aham Eva Vedya. So if the money is given to a Veda Paraga, like Srila Prabhupada, one who has factually realized the path of the Vedas, is returned by unlimited multiplication. So how is that possible? Because everything in the material world is limited. So to receive the return by unlimited multiplication implies that one will be promoted to the spiritual world to receive the return. When Srila Prabhupada was in Hong Kong, he was received at the airport in a Rolls-Royce limousine and taken to the penthouse suite of the Hong Kong Hilton Hotel for a press conference. And one of the reporters asked Srila Prabhupada, "You are supposed to be a spiritual person. Why were you riding in a Rolls-Royce limousine?" Srila Prabhupada replied, "I am a resident of the spiritual world. And in the spiritual world, everything made is made of Chintamani gems. So even if they had taken me in a solid gold Rolls Royce or a solid diamond Rolls Royce, it would not have been good enough. So you're asking, why did I ride in that Rolls Royce limousine? Well, that was the best they could offer, so I accepted it." And from Hong Kong, Srila Prabhupada came to Bombay, and he repeated the whole story to me. And he said, "What else can you say to such envious people?" But anyway, the point is unlimited multiplication in the spiritual world. So, if the money is given to a Veda Paraga, one who has factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. There is a guarantee of monies being returned if given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed and the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental messages of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. Madhama gatva purnar janma navidyate. It's a quotation from the Bhagavad Gita. And Lord Krishna says that one who attains to his abode never has to take birth again. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. So on the face of it, the statement of the verse is very striking. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. We all agree with that. Except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. So how is that? The answer is that by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead, we purify our existence and prepare ourselves to go back home, back to Godhead, where life is eternal. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. And how is that so? We don't like old age or disease, but they are an impetus for us to progress in bhakti yoga so that we attain our eternal life. Because the old age and disease remind us that the material world is not a happy place, that the physical body is not a good residence. And so a devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life, because they impel us to make further progress in devotional service, and as Srila Prabhupada says in the beginning of the purport, accelerate our efforts in devotional service. That means both. We increase the quantity of our service and improve the quality of our service. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami enumerates 64 items of devotional service, and he says that of the 64, 5 are most potent. And even a slight association with any one of the 5 can awaken dormant love for Krishna. And what are the 5? Sadhu Sangha, Namakirtana, Bhagavat Shravana, Mathura Vasa, and Murti Sharanvita Sevana. Sadhu Sangha means association with devotees, and especially more advanced devotees. Namakirtana, chanting the holy names. Bhagavat Shravana, hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, like we're doing now. Mathura Vasa, residing in Mathura. And Murti Sharanvita Sevana, serving the deity with faith and veneration. Once I was in Mauritius with His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, and somehow I mentioned these five most potent items of devotional service. And he looked me in the eye and he said, Kamsa also resided in Mathura. So, of course, if we reside in Mathura, Vrindavan, in the proper mood and consciousness, it's very helpful. Now, coming to Sadhu Sangha, Srila Rupa Goswami says, Swajati Ashaye Snigde Sadhu Sangha Swatovare. So Swajatiya, in a literal sense, means in the same caste or community. For us, it would mean followers of Srila Prabhupada. Swajati Ashaye Snigde. Snigde can also be taken in different ways, but it means also that the sadhu should be affectionate to us. Swajati Ashaye Snigde Sadhu Sangha Swatovare. And Swatovare means that the sadhu should be more advanced than we are. Every year, His Holiness Satchinandan Swami spends Kartik at Radhakund, and he adopts a very severe, you could say, namavrata, to chant so many holy names. And I was staying nearby at the Bhaktivedanta ashram at Govardhan, and I wanted to meet him. So even though his time was so filled with his namvrata, he agreed to meet me. And he explained that initially he was having difficulty accessing the mercy of the holy name. And he considered that he had to do some humble service for the Kund. But he didn't want to do it during the day, because then people would praise him and say, you're doing such nice service. So at night, when no one was there, he would go out and he would sweep the area around the Kund. And by that humble service, he was able to access the mercy of the holy name. So then we came to the point of Sadhu Sangha. And there was a time, maybe even now, but definitely there was a time when some devotees in ISKCON thought that to get advanced association, they had to go outside of ISKCON. And His Holiness Satchinandan Swami made the point that although he and I are peers, but as humble Vaishnavas, you know, he will think that I am more advanced than he is, and he has much to learn from me. And I will think that he is more advanced than I am, and I have much to learn from him, and I can benefit by serving him. So in that way, if we see one another as advanced Vaishnavas, which they are, we can satisfy the requirement for advanced association right within ISKCON. And our Yeah, our essential process, of course, is to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah, as Srila Prabhupada said, if you've got time, chant Hare Krishna. Don't speak nonsense. Don't waste time. Chant Hare Krishna. So my dear devotees, thank you for listening so patiently and attentively. And now if any of you have any questions or comments, any reflections you would like to share, you can raise your hand. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, would you like to say anything?
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for coming and encouraging us with your presence. Okay, I don't see any hands up. So, what's next? Oh, here we go.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you. Maharaj, my question is, as Prabhupada is writing in the purport, that when we invest in devotional service, even a moment or some endeavor, we get the results are guaranteed. Of course, the results are in terms of purification of heart, developing of Vaishnava qualities and everything. But because it takes some time, though the results are guaranteed, in between we try to look for results in terms of tangible benefits or some achievements, accolades, some appreciation. So is that the right way to continue till we get the real spiritual results?
Srila Prabhupada has mentioned devotional service influenced by the different modes of nature. And he paraphrased it from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he said that a devotee who's influenced by the mode of ignorance will think, I'm the only devotee. Everyone else is nonsense. A devotee influenced by the mode of passion will think, I want to be known as the best devotee. I want to be appreciated for being the, whatever, biggest book distributor or whatever. A devotee influenced by the mode of goodness will think, I want to go back home, back to Godhead. And a devotee who is transcendentally situated will think, I just want to serve Krishna and please Krishna. So, as far as what you described, I don't know whether it's true or not, but just based on the way you phrase the question, it sounds like there could be some influence of the mode of passion in your desires. But that's okay, because it'll all be purified by the process of devotional service. And yes, one point about sincerity. Of course, sincerity is very important. And Srila Prabhupada said two things. One is you become sincere by associating with devotees who are sincere. And the other is you become sincere, or you show your sincerity by following all of my instructions, Prabhupada's instructions, no matter how big or small. So that should be our endeavor to become sincere. Any other questions or comments?
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for this wonderful Krishna Katha. Maharaj, I just want to know, as you mentioned, that Kamsa was also staying in Mathura. So we got an opportunity to stay in Dhidham. So what should be the mood and how we can take maximum benefit of Shri Dham?
Yes, Mathura Vasa, one of the five most potent items of devotional service. Well, if we take Vrindavan, for example, the value of our devotional activities performed in Vrindavan is multiplied 1,000 times. But the results of offenses committed in Vrindavan is also multiplied. So it works both ways. But if we're careful to engage in favorable devotional service in Vrindavan, then we will get a wonderful results, and at the same time be careful not to commit offenses. Any other questions or comments? Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, my humble obeisances to you, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for sorry, I'm a little bit overwhelmed, Maharaj. Thank you so much for the wonderful katha. Maharaj, you mentioned the five qualities, of which the residing in Holy Dham. Would you explain a little bit on this one, Maharaj? Because I feel it's a little bit hard when you've got your material responsibilities with your children, your family. And could you expand a little bit on that one, Maharaj, please? Hare Krishna.
Well, one does get benefit from Mathura Vasa, residing in Mathura, Vrindavan, Mayapur. But one does have different responsibilities that one cannot leave and just go and stay in Mayapur or Vrindavan. But it's good to visit, and at that time one can get immense spiritual benefit. Very few of us can live full time in Vrindavan or Mayapur. Once I was in Mayapur with Srila Prabhupada, and we were on a morning walk with him, and his disciple Dravida Prabhu, who later became Pancha Dravida Swami, said to Srila Prabhupada that, you know, Mayapur is so nice, I don't feel like leaving. And Srila Prabhupada replied, you have to take Mayapur all over the world. You have to make Mayapur all over the world. So it's good to go as far as possible. But as in all aspects of life and Krishna consciousness, we require balance. We need to do the right things in the right proportion. And if we neglect our responsibilities, we can get reactions which will disturb our bhakti. So, yeah, we have to do our duties. So-called material duties and also spiritual duties. And it's also, guru nasasyat, pita nasasyat. No one should become a guru. No one should become a father. No one should become a mother unless they can deliver their dependents from the repetition of birth and death. So you're a mother. It's part of your responsibility to make sure that your children don't have to take birth again. And you can do that by being, a good example of devotional service yourself, and also by bringing your children to the holy dhams as and when practical.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj, for your association. Maharaj, I have every day morning we come for the morning program, associate with the devotees in morning program. That time we feel that, at least I feel that I very lowly, I don't have any qualification. But what happens during the daytime when we are engaged in services with other devotees, that time we feel I can do better than him. He's not so good. So like that, morning time it's okay. But as the day progresses, the same association, it feels like I am better or he's not so good, something like that. So how to overcome this tendency?
Do you think it's true that you're better than the others?
I don't know. It's just the feeling that comes.
Well, in general, we should be humble and appreciate the service of others, other devotees. Yeah, there's a very beautiful verse in purport in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that that everyone should appreciate the service of the other devotees and not be proud of his own service. And he discusses this is the Vaikuntha atmosphere. That in the Vaikuntha planets, the service of the other devotees is appreciated, not decried or minimized. So that will help us to develop the right mood if we appreciate the service of the other devotees. I mean, there is a transcendental competition. There's both. There's mundane competition and transcendental competition. In mundane competition, one does not acknowledge the good qualities or the good service of the other person. But in transcendental competition, one does acknowledge the good qualities or the good service of the other, but still one wants to excel the other person, to give more pleasure to Guru and Krishna. And that's fine. Srila Prabhupada himself encouraged transcendental competition. As Srila Prabhupada says in that purport, one should appreciate the service of other devotees and not be proud of one's own service.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, how to practice what we preach. Because many times when we are preaching, we say many things and it's easy to preach, but when it comes to practice, it's very difficult. We often forget or become lazy to practice what we are preaching.
Yes. Somehow I think of an incident with Mahatma Gandhi. A mother brought her child to Mahatma Gandhi and said that that my child eats too many sweets. Please tell him not to eat so many sweets. And Mahatma Gandhi said, come back in 2 weeks. So she came back with her child in 2 weeks. And Mahatma Gandhi said, don't eat so many sweets. So the mother asked, well, why didn't you say that when I brought him the first time, 2 weeks ago? And Mahatma Gandhi said, because at that time I myself was eating sweets. So how could I tell him not to eat sweets when I was eating sweets? So, yeah, we have to practice what we preach. Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for the nice talk. Maharaj, my question is, you mentioned that a living being is constitutionally a spiritual entity and he gets happiness only by doing spiritual activities. And the reason of all miseries is that we find it in material activities. That's why we are miserable. So why is it so that if spiritual activities are so fulfilling for the heart, then why during some time while doing bhakti we feel so dull?
So, what was the last part?
Why is it so that if spiritual activities are so fulfilling for the heart and they are the ones that will give happiness, then why while doing bhakti at some point we feel very dull?
Oh. Well, as Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in the Bhagavad Gita that devotional service should be a thrill at every moment. And if we follow properly, getting up early in the morning, chanting good rounds and reading scripture, serving devotees, we should feel enlivened. But in every pursuit, there are ups and downs, and it might be that sometimes you don't feel so enlivened or enthusiastic. But I would recommend good association. Srila Prabhupada said 90% of Krishna consciousness is association. So if you associate with devotees who are enlivened and enthusiastic, then you'll become enlivened and enthusiastic, and that dull feeling should go away.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, this five things you said, sadhu sangha, nama kirtan and all. So in that, which is the most potent? Like in Navaveda, we say kirtan is the most potent, powerful. So in these five, which we can consider the most?
I would say the first three. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtana, and Bhagavat Shravana. I mean, we can't really do without any of them. Yeah, we need all of them. And the other two are also good. Yeah. We should immerse ourselves in these practices. Here?
Thank you, Maharaj, for a wonderful speech. So, as a practitioner devotee, we see that sometimes, as Mataji also saying, but in a time of life, sometimes the devotee's life like became little stuck. So, is it fixed that what the devotees will do in future? Like we all are doing the devotional activities. So is it fixed that who will do in future? Like, I able to give you understanding. Like, is it fixed? Like, what people are doing? Like, in future, how much they do for Krishna and anything?
Yes. Once a palm reader came to the camp of the devotees when we were in Indore with Srila Prabhupada. So he was reading the lines on their palms and he was saying, you know, this one will go back to Godhead at the end of this life, or this one will have to take birth again for so many lives. Different readings. Yeah, before he began, the devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you can let him. And after he left, the devotees asked Srila Prabhupada about his predictions. And Srila Prabhupada said, you know, just by clapping your hands in the kirtan in front of the deities, all the lines are washed off. They're wiped out. Yes, here.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. During the class, thank you for a wonderful class. During the class, you said once that affectionate sadhu, and you yourself are a very good example of, like, Srila Prabhupada was very affectionate to you. So, I mean, how do one become affectionate to the sadhu? Or if one come across a sadhu, how do one try to get that affection?
Srajati Ashe Snigde Sadhu Sangha Svatovare. Well, the sadhu will naturally be affectionate to any aspiring devotee. So I don't think that's really an issue. But as far as becoming affectionate to the sadhu, I think of the verse from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Kapila's instructions to Devahuti, and he says that that everyone knows that attachment to the material is the greatest bondage for the spirit soul. But the same attachment, when transferred to the self-realized devotees of the Lord, opens the door to liberation. So, yeah, Srila Prabhupada often said that attachment is there. We cannot stop attachment. We can't become like a stone. But we have to transfer the attachment. And we want to transfer it to the sadhus, to the self-realized devotees. And that will open the door to liberation. Srila Prabhupada actually spoke on that verse in Jhu. He spoke on, you know, he stayed in Jhu for maybe 3 months, you know, working on getting the permission for the temple. And during that period, he spoke on the teachings of Lord Kapila. And he said that his talk should be compiled in the form of a book, which came out as the teachings of Lord Kapila. And in discussing that verse that describes the qualities of a sadhu, titikshava karunika saridam sarva dehinam agyata shatrava shanta sadhubhushanam, sadvi sadhubhushanam, he related it to our situation in Jhu. It's a very moving and inspiring talk. And he said, we have so many enemies, but what to do? Titikshava, we have to tolerate. And he said, we have so many centers all over the world. If the people in Bombay don't like us, we can go somewhere else. But no, Karunika, out of compassion, we will stay here and preach. And he related the verse to us. I mean, it really applied to him, but the way he spoke, he was saying it as if it applied to us. Yeah. So, no more questions or comments? So again, thank you for listening so patiently and attentively. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Let us conclude with Vaishnava Pranam. Oh, excuse me, there's a...
I just wanted to offer gratitude to His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj on behalf of His Holiness Radhanath Swami and the community of Govardhan Eco Village for coming here and giving us your wonderful association along with many wonderful devotees. And we are very much looking forward to your new book. After you have increased and enhanced our appetite with the I Will Build You a Temple book. So we are all excited to know how Srila Prabhupada, along with all of you, established ISKCON in India, especially in that first year period.
Yes.
That's that particular book all about. So please, Maharaj, make this as your, you know, regular visits every year.
Yeah.
Along with your devotees and inspire us. So let us express our gratitude by loudly chanting Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj Ki.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
We'll have a short video now regarding Maharaj's amazing books, and we'll just request.
You're gonna have to move up because the screen will come down. Oh, okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So after the video, there are Maharaj's books available. We'll put a stall. So if devotees are interested, Maharaj will be happy to personally also sign the books. So please take that opportunity. Bhakton ko iske baad Maharaj ke books ka stall lagayenge yahan pe. Aur jin bhakton ko Maharaj ka sign lene ka laab lena hai, wo us stall mein aa sakte hain. Dhanyawad.
This is your first business. Move on writing.
This instruction was given to His Holiness Giriraj Swami personally by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada in 1971 and repeated over the years. In more than 5 decades since, Giriraj Swami has served Srila Prabhupada faithfully and tirelessly, sharing his experiences and realizations with us in his books. Have you ever wondered? How service to God relates to service to man? What was Srila Prabhupada's vision that led people around the world to chant Krishna's names?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Watering the seed is an invaluable offering to all aspirants on the path of devotion. With many wonderful personal exchanges between Srila Prabhupada and his dear disciple, Giriraj Swami kindly shares his realizations with the honesty, wisdom, and humility for which he is known and loved. It transports us into Srila Prabhupada's intimate association during some of the most historic moments of ISKCON's development.
In the sky, there is one moon only, and there are millions of stars. But one more, dispel the whole darkness of the night. Similarly, at least, those who have taken to Krishna consciousness, you become, each of you become a moon and a light in the world.
Oh, hey, Vaishnava,
Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakura, do ya rasa ga.
great souls described in these pages are bright full moons of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Their lives are living instructions, their activities, chandrakas, cooling, illuminating moonbeams of Vaishnava sharing, teaching, and realization.
With their unconditional love and dedication to Srila Prabhupada, these personalities built this worldwide movement and gifted it to us, to be nurtured by it and to serve.
Exclusive treatise on one's last days of life. That gives readers the resource to face death squarely. And deal successfully with that often fearful and painful, but also saving moment. Down to earth and practical as well as scriptural, both fresh and mature, it draws us in with superb narrative and also answers tough questions about death and dying.
Drawing from both spiritual leaders and experts in the field of hospice and palliative medicine, Life's Final Exam has universal application.
One of the most important books about Srila Prabhupada, it's about Srila Prabhupada and his lila of years of heartbreak and struggle in Juhu, Mumbai. No one else can write this book like His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj.
Srila Prabhupada's struggle to establish Hare Krishna land and build a temple for Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari in Juhu on the outskirts of Bombay was perhaps the greatest effort of his preaching movement. By the strength of his desire, an overgrown plot of land in what had been a remote fishing village, infested with rats, snakes, and mosquitoes, became a place of pilgrimage and devotional service. And after a prolonged and arduous but victorious struggle, when the conveyance was finally signed, he declared, "It was a good fight. Someone should write a book about it."
"I'll Build You a Temple" transports us into one of the great events of our time. It is a story of surrender on the path of pure love. An incomparable story that many have tried to relate, but which no one will ever be able to tell like His Holiness Giriraj Swami.
From the beginning, Giriraj Swami served the Juhu Project in various roles for 30 years and spent years researching, writing, and preparing the book for publication. It is part of ISKCON history, a compliment to Srila Prabhupada's Leelamrita.
Thank you.
This book is a page-turner, a page-turner to the highest degree. Once you begin, you just can't put it down.
In 1971, Srila Prabhupada directed young Giriraj Brahmachari, "You should write. This is your first business," an instruction he repeated over the years. Now, 52 years after Srila Prabhupada's order, and following both His Divine Grace's instruction that one may temporarily suspend the order of the spiritual master, but one should never neglect it, and His example that just like my Guru Maharaj gave me the order to write, though I have no time, I am always thinking of His order, and when the opportunity arises, I will take it up again. Giriraj Swami has written his fifth book, Dancing White Elephants. Traveling with Srila Prabhupada in India, August 1970 to March 1972. Covering visits to Amritsar, Indore, Surat, Bombay, Calcutta, Allahabad, Gorakhpur, Delhi, Madras, and Mayapur. In some 400 pages of text and 17 images, Dancing White Elephants, with the foreword by Malati Dasi, who was present for most of the adventures, will captivate the minds and hearts of readers and increase their attachment to and love for Srila Prabhupada and his white elephants, his disciples who helped him in his mission.
Through Maharaj's carefully chosen words, you will see the exquisite sights and feel like you are living the experiences that were part of establishing the Hare Krishna movement in India. You will meet incredible devotees who became the pillars of this movement through their own storied spiritual growth and advancement, and be introduced to seemingly ordinary persons whose lives became transformed by contact with Prabhupada and his dancing white elephants, just as he envisioned.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishna Vansha Sri Rupam Sri